You got to come in, go around this truck, and back out that window in 3 to 4 minutes. Period.
That is how long Lee Campbell believes it should take for a chef to prepare food for customers.
That's how we design our trucks. To the chefs. They're made for the chef. Are you right-handed? Or are you left-handed? Are you real tall? Or are you, you know?
Campbell is the owner of East Coast Custom Coaches, based in Manassas, outside Washington. Over the past several years, his team of 15 employees has built about 200 food trucks.
Thank you so much.
Gari Sarin sells Asian fusion food in downtown Washington. Her mobile kitchen, Something Stuffed, was built by Campbell's team.
I love the inside of my truck. I'm very happy with all the equipment and where everything's located.
Campbell says each truck has a different design depending on the cuisine. One of his biggest challenges is finding the best use of the small space.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pieces of equipment right here. And we maximize every square inch of it. That's why I have a top-notch engineer on my staff.
That engineer is Tom Mayhew. He met Campbell many years ago when they were working as volunteer firefighters.
I have 26 years in the fire department, so I have a keen eye for safety. When I look at a design or a drawing, I take safety into consideration first. Is it safe? If it is, then we can design it the way they feel like they want to make it.
Jeff Kelly of the D.C. Food Truck Association says the trucks must also comply with local government regulations.
So working with somebody like Lee at East Coast Customs is important in that way, because regulations are really hard to understand for someone just opening a truck for the first time. You know, they know the rules, they know the regulations, they build quality vehicles.
Put the table in the center and put the prep here.
That is why Carmen and Chris Morse have come to East Coast Custom.
We're going to serve gourmet mini burgers.
We've worked in restaurants, you know, since we were young, you know, teenagers and things like that, but this is our first venture on a mobile food truck. We're super excited.
Campbell says most food trucks in the Washington area are used vehicles from FedEx or the post office. The re-outfitting process takes 2 to 3 months and costs on average about $45,000, a fraction of the cost of opening a regular restaurant.
We have about 31 trucks to build, and we try to get 4 to 5 trucks out a month.
Lee Campbell expects to stay busy for many years to come as the curbside restaurant industry keeps growing. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.